very good afternoon. It's Niall Boylan. Better late than never, as they say. Sorry about that. Always have these little technical difficulties every now and again. Don't forget, by the way, we want to thank everybody, by the way. We had so many people yesterday who come onto our website and downloaded the show yesterday. We had our record number of downloads yesterday, and that's another milestone for us here on the show. So we're so happy about that. Thank you to everybody who supports the show. It is just becoming really, really popular, and that's thanks to you. Not thanks to me, because we don't have a show unless we have you listening and you taking part in the show. So far this month, we have nearly 500,000 downloads, which is just incredible. And it's a great testament to the type of radio and the type of podcast that you want to hear, the type of topics you want to hear. We like to do a little bit of a mix. People often ask us, what's the show about? We kind of do a little bit of news and current affairs, some of the stories that are in the papers, some of the stories that people are talking about, and also the odd dilemma, which we're going to do today as well. Don't forget, please subscribe to the show if you can, because obviously to keep this going, there's three of us. We don't get paid for doing it. We're just about making enough money to cover the electricity bill. We would like to obviously get paid for doing it. Thankfully, we have our own jobs. As you know, I work in radio too, so that's my salary. That's what I work this off. If it wasn't for that, I wouldn't have this. So please support us. And the way you can do that is by going to our website, niallboylan.com. On there, you can subscribe for the price of a pint of beer once a month, $5.99. That's all we're asking you for. If you can't do that, that's okay too. You're watching it for free now. We're not charging you anyway. So please go to the website and do that. And every single day, by the way, we give you an opportunity. We give away one of our smug mugs, and you'll see them there on the screen. And you can win one of those. So far, many of our listeners have already got them and delighted with them and sent us a few pictures of them holding their mugs, etc., etc. If you want to get one of those mugs, all you got to do is subscribe on the website. For that, you get to see all the videos, all the interviews and stuff that we haven't put out live, by the way. So there is some exclusive stuff there in the video section. You can listen to the audio section free of charge on the website as well. But you must subscribe to watch those videos of those interviews that we've done over the last 6 months or so. So please support us. And we will support you to have this unimpeded platform, uncensored platform every single day. Don't forget, if you want to get involved in the conversation, as usual, the number is 085 100 2255. That's 085 100 2255. Now, what I want to talk about today is nothing in the news, but I do want to talk about this interesting WhatsApp message that we got. And I'll read it to you. I can't come on your show, but I need advice. Always the way is that we did try to ring him and beg him to come on, by the way, but there was no way he was doing it. My brother is married 2 years and idolizes his materialistic wife. They have two young kids. She puts them in childminder so she can have her life with her coffee buddies on a regular basis. Last year, I was drunk at a Christmas party. She came on to me and we ended up having sex in a hotel we were all staying in. It's been eating me up all year and I feel so guilty. And I want my brother to know he's been made a fool of by a woman clearly who's sleeping around and using him. Now she's threatening me that if I say anything that she'll destroy me. And I have a public profile, so I can't go into that. I feel so bad for my brother because he thinks she's so innocent. And she's making a complete fool of him and spending all of his money. They have a beautiful home. She has a nice car under her ass and has provided a privileged life for her out of his hard work. She's now trying to turn him against me and keeping him away from me constantly. And I don't get involved. And I know that I don't get invited to her house or her home anymore because she wants her secret safe that she was sleeping around. She told me that she would deny everything during a phone argument we had, and she promised me she would make sure he never speaks to me again if I say anything. Is it worth telling him, or should I just shut up? He really deserves to know. Thanks. Please don't read out my number. I already got to read out your number on the air. Now, clearly this guy, because some people are asking in the comment section, is he married? Well, clearly he's not. Because if he was married, I don't think he'd be doing this. I don't think he'd want to tell his brother, because it would destroy two families. But obviously he's riddled with guilt and racked with guilt, and he's obviously annoyed as well and feels sorry for his brother that he's being used, because this woman came on to him at the Christmas party, according to his message. So clearly he's not the first person she's come on to. She's obviously sleeping around. She's a bit of a wag. That's what they call them. These people are like footballers' wives. She's living a privileged life. She's got two kids. She's at home. He's paying for everything. Obviously has a good job if he's providing with her beautiful home and a nice car. And she's putting the kids in a childminder's every day, even though they're young. There's no need to do that. So you can clearly see the type of woman she is. But you can clearly see the type of guy he is too. He slept with his own brother's wife. But what should he do? Should he tell the brother and risk everything? Or should he stay quiet and just live with the guilt? Let me know what you think by texting or WhatsApping 085 122 55. 085 122 55. Now, let me go to Joe. Sorry for keeping you, Joe, and delaying you so long.
Not a bother, Niall. You're welcome. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. Nice to talk to you. How's everybody in Cork these days?
Oh, sure, they're all great, Niall. Well, this is a real headbreaker, really. This guy, I think he's trying to save his own reputation, I think, isn't he, by the way that you're saying, like...
Yeah, well, I think so. And he says he's a public figure. I'm dying to know who he is, by the way. He says he's a public figure. And she said if he tells, she'll destroy his reputation. Possibly a politician. Yeah, or a celebrity or something. Yeah. I don't know.
Wouldn't surprise. Well, if he's a politician, I couldn't care two fiddlers because you know what my views on politicians. I don't like politicians in this country. But if he was an RD bloke, I would probably say just back off and get on with his own life. But Jawan is a right Houdini.
I didn't know what you were going to say there. She's a right.
No, I wouldn't go. I won't use language at this time of the day, but be honest, like, she's a right, she's a right chancellor. Like,
yeah,
you know?
But he's not much better, mind you. He slept with her. You know what I mean? His own brother's wife.
This is kind of, this reminds me of now. This is kind of like Dallas meets Coronation Street. You know, it's kind of usual bed hopping, kiss and tell. You know,
yeah.
But I think I think both of them are totally
misfits.
Are totally over the top. There's a problem. I think there. I think either their relationships are just totally bad jacked.
Yeah,
they're not getting on. They're not communicating. I don't think, and I think that they're probably just. I think there's a lot of it. It's just complete skedaddery, really. Like, you know, it wouldn't be my cup of tea. Anyway,
okay, so what should he do? Should he just shut up and say nothing?
Well, I suppose he just get on and look after his own life.
Oh, okay.
But like the way you know, but I think that she has an awful lot to answer for as well. Like, you know, if she's married. She has kids, and she's carrying on with other blokes.
Yeah.
I think, number one, I think the kids should be taken off her anyway.
Right, okay.
I think she should have the decency to come clean about it, because
she's not going to do that, is she?
She's not going to do her reputation any good.
Yeah, she's not going to do it, no.
Destroyed anyway.
Yeah.
So I think that, along with him, I think she's the villain of the piece, really. Like,
yeah, she's a gutter. That's what she is.
She's a gutter, yeah. Or as they call him in certain places, I don't want to be using they probably call him a slag, is it?
Well, it does seem to be, you know, the butcher, the baker, the candle shop maker, and even the guy who delivers the cakes to the door.
Yeah, she's gone around, like, and she's making her bed, but she's kind of getting every Tom, Dick and Harry to come in and have the old roly-poly with her. You know?
Absolutely. Well, hang on, let me get a female opinion, because Angela was dying to get talking on this one. She's got previous experience. Angela, hi, how are you?
I'm good.
Angela, what a mess. Now, clearly this woman is a gold digger, but, well, we're going by what he says. And he's not the first, because she came on to him, according to him.
Yeah.
She came on to him, and he was pissed, and obviously he couldn't resist.
Yeah. He's not the first, and he's not going to be the last, right?
No.
Now, before I get into what I'm going to say, they're both as bad as each other, right?
Yeah.
Shouldn't have happened. But if I was him, because somebody said, I commented on Facebook and someone said, oh, if he goes and tells, she's just going to blame him. Very easily to do. Keep all your messages, give her a call and say, I'm telling him and get her to admit it down the phone in that kind of a rage and everything. He needs to tell his brother. He's been ousted anyway.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? As he said, he's not been invited to this and that and everything.
Yeah, well,
else.
she's obviously blackballing him in the house. Do you know what I mean? Oh, your brother's an arsehole. Your brother's a drunk. Don't invite him over. She's obviously turning him against the brother, planning for the day.
Yeah, she's doing that now for a reason as well, in case it ever comes out.
Oh, yeah.
Let's put it this way. If she's drunk enough and he's drunk enough to sleep with each other, they're drunk enough to let it slip.
Yeah.
They'll be drunk enough some night to let it slip, or something will be said. And do you know what? At the end of the day, I'm sorry, 99% of the time, blood is thicker than water. Get rid of her.
So you think he should say something?
Oh, God, yeah, definitely.
Now, but the only thing, the danger of him saying something is, you know.
Under no circumstances.
Oh, now, hang on, John. Hang on. Stay there, John, for a second. I'll let you. John is like he's like a Rottweiler waiting in the kennel, isn't he? Just waiting.
Oh, yes. We're holding him back.
Yeah, him and Joe are just waiting there patiently, right? But honestly, if he says something, he might lose his relationship with his brother.
Is he not losing it already? Because he's not been invited to anything anyway.
Well, I suppose so, yeah. Yeah.
Isn't that practically lost? As he said, he's not been invited to anything. And as I was saying to Karen, right, listen, we all know at the end of the day, this happens a billion times a day throughout the world, right? Mm. I know he said he's a high profile. I don't know if he's a celebrity or what.
I'm dying to know who he is, actually. That kind of got me really curious.
I know. I'm a nosy bitch. Like, I'm going, oh, who is it? But at the end of the day,
before anyone thinks it's me, by the way, I don't have a brother. Okay, so
no. And we all know you wouldn't do that with Karen. Anyway, and Karen certainly wouldn't do it with you.
No, I'd be dead.
The thing is, at the end of the day, she's already turned him against him, right? She's already planting the seed, obviously, that, he's an arsehole and he's a coster and he's this and that. But he needs to tell him, because this will eat him up inside.
Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, don't mind that. Ignore that. That was just Sarah just jumping in there. Go on. Okay, let me go to the Rottweiler. John, hi.
Woof, woof.
John, what should he do?
Well, I'll take a line from the famous film Casablanca, where the Ingrid Bergman character comes in, and Humphrey Bogart sees her, and he says, of all the gin giants in the world, and you had to walk into mine. Well, of all the women in the world this guy had to ride, he had to ride his brother's wife.
I know, yeah.
Let's be honest. Now, there's two trollops involved here. Like, she's a trollop, right, obviously. This is why I believe in 100% in prenuptial agreements, right?
She's less of a trollop than he is. Well, he is a trollop anyway. He's single. He's not married.
No. If you're going to balance it out, in my book, in my opinion, he's the bigger scumbag.
Okay.
Because he screws his brother's wife, right? That's an absolute no-no, right? It reminds me of what... And we all saw it was played out there, Ryan Giggs at him, and the misery and the misfortune that caused, and the tabloids all over it. And I mean, the devastation it caused to that family. Now, there's no way in this earth he can tell his brother. Number one, if she was just screwing around, like, I mean, and he found out about it, that would be different. But the fact that he was one of the people that was screwing her, right, having sex with her, right, he cannot take the moral ground. He should shut his mouth and leave it come out some other way. But he should be the last person to tell his brother.
Mm.
No. As you said, John, it's going to come out.
Angela, can you imagine, like, I mean, if she called her own to the house, no, right, and towards his brother, that he was one of the people that was screwing his wife, right? I mean, let's be honest. God only knows what could play out. I mean, kitchen knives, I mean, could be involved. Anything. Someone could lose their life.
But hang on, both of you. You know what's more, I find, if you read between the lines on this, right? The brother sounds reasonably honest. Now, he's obviously quite regretful and guilty over what he did. And you're right, John. He's a scumbag. All right, let's be clear about that. Now, mind you, the fact that he has a bit of guilt shows he's human, right? But the way he talks about your man's, the brother's wife, you can clearly see she's got two young kids. She puts them in a creche or childminders every day, and she's not even working. She's a kept woman. She's got a nice car under her hull. She's got a beautiful home. So the husband obviously has a good job. He's providing.
Yeah.
She puts them in a childminder so she can live a life with her coffee buddies. So she's driving around all day with her coffee buddies, you know, and I could almost picture it. She's a kept, privileged woman. And she's abusing that privilege. So, yeah, Angela. Angela, go ahead.
Niall, not even that. What I'm focusing on here is she's a bitch that's blackmailing him. She's blackmailing him.
Oh, she is, yeah. For his brother's love.
So that gives me the percentage of she's worse than him just by a couple of percent. They're both as bad as each other. She's a bitch. She's a Tuesday.
Angela, he deserves to be blackmailed because he's a scumbag, and scumbags should get blackmailed.
Why should he go off living?
He has no right to take the moral ground and criticise about the kids in the crèche, about her fancy
John
care, about meeting her buddies.
John,
1 second, I'll finish on this. Look, he has no right to take any of the moral ground to dissect what she's doing in her lifestyle because he has had sex with her, his brother's wife. So it doesn't immaterial what type of a lifestyle she lives. It's fuck all to do with him because he has destroyed his brother's relationship with himself by having sex with her.
Right. But John, the one thing you're not looking at here is she's blackmailing him, right? John, I let you talk. Now you let me speak for a second, respectively. Thank you, darling. So the thing is, right, she's blackmailing him. She is telling him that if he tells him, she will deny it, that she came on to him and turn it all against the brother. That's a fucking bitch, is what that is.
But he deserves. You're missing the point. He deserves nothing.
He deserves nothing.
Hold on for a second. Hang on. Right, you're not going to believe this, right? So he's just sent a follow-up message that I'm not going to read out because if I do read it out, I think it might give too much away.
Give us a synopsis.
Here's even better, right? So in the follow-up message, he wants to reiterate, and he said, please tell those two that she does live a life of privilege. I can't go into it in too much detail, but let's be clear about it. The house is well beyond their means. She drives a brand new car and all day long hangs around with her mates while the kids are in a childminder's, right? But here's the thing. His profile is on the top, and I can see who he is. And I can see his picture. Now, I obviously am not in a... I am not in a position to give out his name, right? I couldn't do that, right?
Morally, you can't.
Legally, probably, I can't because he said it in confidence. But what I will say is C-list. Celebrity. Okay, I'm going to give you a clue. Right. Celebrity stroke journalist, right? That's all I can say. All right.
You don't know who it is.
I'm not going to say who it is. Okay, so this person is shagging his wife or his husband's wife. You must go on anyway.
John, I wasn't finished, sweetheart. So the thing about this is, right? Why should he live with guilt? And she swan around the place like nothing's happened. Can you tell me that, John?
Well, he wouldn't have any guilt in the first place if he didn't screw his brother's wife.
He does have guilt.
And rightly so. He shouldn't be worrying about whether she has guilt or not because it's none of his business, her lifestyle.
That's why I know it is. Because why should she swan around in her car and in the house making out like life is fabulous and she's shagging every Tom, Dick and Harry?
Yeah, of course. You're right there. She's a total trollop. The one person that cannot tell his brother is the brother.
Okay, do me a favour. Both of you stay there. I've got to take a quick break and I'm going to come to Sarah and Maureen as well. And I have to say, so many people now texting and want to know who the celebrity is. Should I say the name before the end of the show? If you want me to, just WhatsApp 085-122-55. That's 085-122-55.
Niall Boylan has been told to shut up from the time he was in school. And all through his life, they just keep telling him to shut up. But not anymore. Because now he has his own live podcast, the Niall Boylan Podcast.
Angela, that will not work, right? Can I just say? sending private messages as you're on the phone saying, I won't tell anybody. Can you please tell me? That's not going to work, Angela. All right, let me go to Sarah. Hang on, Sarah. Hi, how are you?
I'm grand. I tell you one thing. I think the brother should tell the husband and that's it.
Just tell him.
Cop yourself on.
Listen, come here, John. Or Joe, is it? Sorry.
John. Yeah.
Do you not think the decent thing, right, for the brother to do is to approach his brother, right, and explain to him exactly what the wife is like, tell him exactly what happened, and take it from there, whichever way he wants to deal with, right? Because the brother is guilt-ridden in any way, right? So, like, either way, he's either going to lose a brother and the brother is going to lose.
Yeah, but here's the thing, Sarah. She has said to him, if he tells his brother, she is going to, what was the word she used? Go public, I think was the word, or whatever it is. Oh, yeah, she said she would destroy him, and he said he has a public profile. Now, I can tell you, he would be reasonably well known.
Listen, he's not doing any harm.
He shagged the brother's sister or husband.
I'm a big lever out. There's bigger things happening in the world today.
You'll be okay if that scenario played out in your family.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. I'd rather the honesty, and I'd rather to see my brother's happy. And I'd rather get a hold of that little bitch, and I know her, I do her, I care, and our coffee mates. She'd be living in a little bed city, yeah. And she'd be getting half.
But you see, now it doesn't matter if she had a red light outside the door and there was 100 men every day queuing up to have sex with her, like, I mean. The bottom line is that this guy cannot take the moral ground, right? He deserves to have a conscience. He screwed his brother's wife, right? But what she does in her life and the material stuff has feck all to do with him. He has lost any right to comment on her lifestyle, seeing that he is one of the ones that has screwed her.
There's something wrong with your brain cells or something today.
My brain is perfect. Thank you very much. No, hang on.
Seriously, right? She goes, the two of them are drunk, right? The two of them sleep with each other. The two of them are as bad as each other there. She should have had some cop on, but the star is not to go near the brother. The brother should have had more of a cop on. Listen, come here. Don't go there with me, right? Because he should have had a cop on. Not to go. Listen, please.
I've cut him off by mistake. Sorry. You need to get him back again. I cut John off by mistake. I do apologise, John. I do apologise. Go on. Sorry, Sarah. Go ahead. Keep going.
No, John. Anyway, right?
Is there a full moon going to be out tonight or something? Oh, lost your marbles.
I think I will be.
Hang on, let me bring in another nutcase. Maureen, hi, how are you?
Oh, jeez, we're
on
nutcases today. Do you hear that, Maureen? We're on nutcases today.
I know, yeah.
We're on nutcases.
They're all mad. Maureen, let me just explain it briefly for somebody who's just tuned in. Okay, so this guy slept with his brother's wife at a Christmas party last year after she came on to him. She lives a very privileged life. He now feels guilty, wants to tell the brother, but she's blackmailing him, saying she'll destroy him publicly because he has a bit of a public reputation.
Right.
What should he
do? Well, he should man up. First of all, he already knew,
you've been placed
apparently.
On hold.
Yeah.
Please wait.
Who's put me on hold? Sorry, go ahead.
No, I didn't.
No, not you. No, it wasn't you. It was either John or Sarah Jane. I'm not too sure. Go on, anyway.
Oh, am I back?
Sorry? You're back, yeah. You go ahead, Maureen.
Oh, I'm back, yeah. Somebody said I was placed on hold. No, but he already knew, apparently, what she was like, right?
Yep.
But he had said nothing. The brother knew what the wife was like. His brother's wife was like.
Yeah.
He already knew that.
Yeah, and then he decided to shag her.
He could have been feeling guilty about that, right? But as well as, it's fine to say, that he shouldn't have slept with her, and that he had no respect for his brother. Well, wait a second. The wife had no respect for her husband or her brother-in-law, for that matter. And if she turned around and said to him, I'll destroy you, if that was me, I'd call her bluff. And I'd say, go on, give it a shot. Because no, if he's feeling guilty, he's going to have to live with that guilt. And there's a whole family going to be destroyed because somewhere, sometime, again through drink, this is going to come out.
Well, you see, Maureen...
And find him to bring it out in the open.
Yep, sorry, right. John, go ahead. Yep.
Whatever happens, like, I mean, like, to have he find out and be told, like, I mean, that his wife is not only having one affair, that's having many affairs and is sleeping around, that is bad enough to process that, like, that would rot any man's head, right? But to then throw into the equation to find out that his brother is one of the guys that was screwing her, right? I mean, how do you think that's going to affect him mentally, like?
John, and as I said, I don't know how it's going to affect him. But at least it's his own brother is going to. At least it's his own brother that's going to tell him.
But he shouldn't tell him because, I mean, it's devastating.
He should tell him because if he doesn't tell him, somebody else is going to tell him at some stage.
Well, if somebody else.
This is what happens when people get into these damn messes. They make a whole mess, and they make a whole mess for an extended family.
Well,
and
look,
then you're
however
someone
that's
trying to blackmail somebody else and you call out the blackmail.
However he finds out, like, I mean, and if it comes out on its own by some method, whatever, right, he doesn't need to hear this from the mouth of his brother. That will devastate man even more, right?
Because the brother is feeling, John, this is my opinion, you have yours. The brother is feeling guilty about it. Maybe he is genuinely now rotting with guilt. And he wants to get it off his chest. And the best way to get it off his chest is to tell his brother the truth.
Well, hang on for a second. Sorry, Sarah. I just want to go back to you there. Sarah, do you have a sister?
I do have a sister. Of course I have a sister.
Well, don't you mean, of course you have a sister? Not everyone has a sister. All right, I'm just saying.
Oh, well, I have.
Okay. So
I have a beautiful sister. Her name is June.
Oh, okay.
Hi, June, if you're listening. Good show out here. Up in Erling this day. You might be listening to now podcast.
Right.
Anyway, go on.
Okay. I'm trying to work this one out. Okay, so let's say your sister came to you and said, listen, I slept with your husband last year. I'm just letting you know because you deserve to know. Right, what are you going to do? Firstly, you'd stop talking to her, then you lose your husband. So you've lost two people.
Yeah, and I'd say best of luck to
the... But she regrets this. She does regret it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it'd probably take time to build up that relationship.
Yeah, John.
Can I just say that you put that scenario too, right? Would she prefer not to know, right, and not to have the knowledge that her sister has slept with her husband? Would she be better off not knowing it, but maybe find out that he's sleeping with other people, but not her sister? And definitely not to hear those words from her sister.
Yeah, would you prefer not to know, Sarah, if you never knew?
If you don't know, like, if you don't know something, it's not going to hurt you, right?
Is that really the point?
If that guy... Yeah, but look at John. The way I'm looking at it, right, John, he's two options, right? If he wants the madness to stop in his head, right, he is going to have to come clean, right, and say something about his wife, which the husband is not going to be too happy, unless he has 100% proof. If he went to his brother and says, listen, your wife is sleeping around with X, Y, and Z, right? And then let him pick her up from there and let them two argue it out, right? And then the brother will come back to him and say, well, she's after saying she slept with you. So then the brother can't turn around and say, I genuinely did sleep with her. It was on a Christmas holiday and the two of us left together and I feel so guilty and remorse, and the only way I can get this through to you is by saying that. He can lie that way, which that's going to make him probably 10 times worse. If he came clean and turned around and says, listen, I'm after sleeping with your wife for one night or whatever the case may be, not only that, she is continuing sleeping around. And then again, you wouldn't know, would you?
Ah, she is. If she came on to him at the Christmas party or the Christmas do or whatever it was in the hotel, she's clearly doing it. She's screwing around, isn't she? Well, hang on. Let me just go to Anne as well. Anne, hi, how are you?
Hi, how's it going?
How are you doing, Anne? What a conundrum.
Yeah.
Well, the two of them are as bad as each other, whether she's blackmailing them or not. The two of them are two dorky, filthy so-and-sos. Simple as that. If he sounds like he wants his brother to know.
Yeah.
And if he's that much of a coward that he can't face him and tell him, why doesn't he just write him a letter?
Right,
because
okay.
Guaranteed, if she has slept with your brother, she's slept with a lot more other people.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, the fact she came on to him, the fact that she came on to him suggests she is.
She can sleep with all of Ireland.
Oh, of course, maybe. What we mother would call a hussy.
No, a hussy, yeah.
But, yeah.
Yeah, my mother would have used other words, by the way. It's unrepeatable.
Oh, so would I.
Yeah.
So would I.
See, now this would be
hang on, John. Hang on, John. Go ahead, Anne.
I'm sure there's kids and all involved.
Two young kids.
There you go. This might be another reason that he's a bit apprehensive. And of course, his brother is going to fight with him. Of course, he's going to fight with him. That was his wife. But that's a consequence he has to take.
I do also believe there's another motive here. Now, I'm not going to be bad to this guy, but I am. Because it does sound like he doesn't like the wife because of the way she treats his brother. In other words, the brother is almost just like a provider of money for this woman because he talks about having
her enough to lie down with her.
Well, he talks about her being a kept woman and the kids going into childminders while she's off having coffee with her buddies in her new brand new car and her beautiful home.
That could be jealousy coming out now because she's already after tarnishing him with the brother anyway.
Yeah.
But if the brother has any kind of a cop on, that when the truth does come out, that he realised exactly the manipulation that she was trying to do.
I would agree with you because hindsight, when you're in a relationship and you're being used or abused or whatever it is, or coercively or financially controlled, it's only when you get out of that relationship, you look back in hindsight and you say, Jesus Christ, I was something.
100%.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah. You don't see it while you're in it. It's bizarre that you don't see it while you're in it.
I feel sorry for the child, the children.
Yeah, I do. I feel sorry for the children too, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, they're young.
But you know what? It is, at the end of the day, like what one of them women said, or maybe both of them, I'm not sure, a little bed sits somewhere on her own, you know, and she can do a lot of soul searching of why she's flagging her hoot to the country, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So.
What do you reckon, Maureen? Maureen, do you reckon she's flagging her hoot to the country?
The wife?
Yeah.
Yeah, but if it sounds like it.
Yeah. Yeah.
It definitely sounds like it. She's life in what you call a gilded cage. And maybe the husband will finally realise, okay, well, I'll just open the cage door here now and off you fly.
Yeah.
But the thing is that, again, there's children involved. And it's not just children. There's another extended family involved in this as well.
Yeah. No, there is. There is.
So
there's other people.
Whole mess.
Oh, yeah, no, I mean, look, when a marriage breaks down because of infidelity, there are so many people affected by it.
Yeah.
So many people.
Well, I tell you, it doesn't happen to me, but you know, my husband left and went off to England and just didn't bother coming back, and the housing, and the building was booming at the time.
Yeah.
But when we were married, he'd be missing. And I was told he was gone, and a friend of his here, actually came to me one day and said, I have something to tell you. I said, what is it? Do you know that he was up, and Kevin was his name, in the nightclubs in Cork and that, when he was supposed to be somewhere else?
All right.
And I said, no, I didn't know. And I said, why didn't you tell me then? And what he said to me was, I didn't know how to tell you. But you know, Niall?
You know what? That's shocking, isn't it?
And I actually had respect for him for telling me. I just said, I wish you had told me sooner.
There's no point in telling people after the fact. Yeah, you know, I think that's shocking that so many people enable those who are having affairs. And what they do is, like, I feel sorry for the people who are the victims of the infidelity because they're usually the last to know about it. Everybody else will know before they do. And that's the case here, isn't it, Anne? I mean, everybody probably knows about this. He's probably told more. He sent in a message to a bloody radio station, to a podcast, to me. I mean, so he's probably sent it to his mates and to other people too. So everybody knows except the brother. It'll be the best.
That's very sad because that caused an awful lot of trust issues for people. That man won't know who to trust or who knows or who doesn't know. And that's very, very unfair to be putting that on someone's mental health, that they feel that they can't trust anybody with the ripple effect of that. But at least he will know. At least he'll know, you know, who the people are that he can trust and who the people are that will be there to support him and his children. I mean, people think kids don't hear or see things. They do. They do. And it doesn't matter how young they are, they do. But that kind of a secret, something like that, within the family has a huge ripple effect. But it's the lies that continuously go on that cause even more and more and more hurt.
I'm just sorry to interrupt you there, right? Because I mentioned, if you've been listening and if people have been listening a few minutes ago, we originally got the message this morning, right? And it said, don't read out my number. And we kind of had an idea who it was, but we got another message a second ago there. And there's a profile picture, so I know exactly who it is, right? But my producer's just put a message up on the screen there because I just made an assumption from the email this guy is single, because he doesn't say in the email whether he is or not. So I made an assumption. Now, maybe he's separated or something. I don't know. But according to what my producer just said, she's looked him up because he is a C-list celebrity. The only clue I'm given is journalist stroke TV, right? But according to what we're reading, he's married.
Oh, my God.
Now, unless that's the latest information, you know, we can find, unless since then he's separated, or maybe he just is a marriage of convenience or something, I don't know. So, just thought I'd throw that out there. Morris, hi, how are you?
Good, thanks, Niall.
What a mess.
I just have a few things to say and without any interruption from any other commentators.
Okay.
In relation to the brother, he should write down whatever he plans on saying to him, that he was drunk or whatever. But from my own experience, it just enables you to do something that you feel like doing sober, but you don't do it because you have a lot of mental restraints. But alcohol, you can't really use alcohol as a reason why you did something. You just... in relation to the brother...
Well, you can use it as a reason, but it doesn't exonerate you.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Yeah.
In relation to the brother, like if I was in that situation, the first thing would go through my head is a DNA test, because he could have been going on wholesale throughout the...
Oh, I get you. The kids.
So, and another thing I was saying was that's why DNA tests should be mandatory for every child born. Paternity fraud is... Like if you
rampant,
there was,
yeah,
like for instance in the UK, for instance, they reckon in relation to around Newcastle, for instance, they reckon one in every three kids. You know, it
I read research for Ireland before. Now I don't know how accurate it is that one in every five in Ireland.
Yes, so like,
that's a shocking statistic.
I'm just saying,
yeah.
People bang on about equality, but what about equality in that regard? And in relation to the brother, because prenuptial post-nuptial agreements aren't legally binding, and obviously he wasn't probably thinking about those type of things, he's going to be financially destroyed. Since obviously your one probably doesn't work, she stays at home, probably has coffee mornings with the girls, goes out every weekend,
yeah,
doing
yeah,
whatever, he's going to get crucified.
Oh, he is. He's going to be screwed by her.
Yeah,
pardon the pun.
Like, he's going to lose a house. He's going to be paying her maintenance for God knows how long. And he's probably going to be only see the kids every weekend, if he's lucky. And she's probably going to tell the judge, oh, he was abusive, he was this, he was that. And the judge will side with her more than likely, because she'll tell a fake story, which will be believed, and he'll probably get restricted access.
Oh, you have it all worked out, Morris, haven't you? And you know what? It's a good prediction, by the way. So, bottom line, should the brother just say nothing so?
Well, I had an uncle who went through it. And I've heard from other friends whose parents have went through it. And it's, you know, and the worst thing is politicians keep on pushing all these bullshit motions that do F all for anyone. Those are the issues that people talk in the pub about, oh, your man such and such lost his farm, or such and such lost his business, or such and such.
Yeah, here's my penny's worth. If you're married to somebody and they're unfaithful, as far as I'm concerned, that's a breach of contract. They're the ones who should lose everything, not you. But unfortunately, no matter what happens, if you've got kids, and no matter whether your wife is the one that's in unfaithful, she gets to stay in the house, you get kicked out.
And the thing is,
that's just the way it is.
Mixed up with maintenance and child benefit. If they're my kids, I look after them. If she can't look after them, she can move back with her parents, and I'll look after the kids.
Yeah, no. If you're living together with your wife, and you've got two young kids, and she's unfaithful, the judge should kick her out of the house, not you. But unfortunately, that's not the way family law works in Ireland.
100%.
Yeah, but that's the way it should work. And by the way, she should get nothing, nada, not a bean. because she's the one who broke the contract of marriage. Just stay there for a second, Morris, and Anne. Let me go to Eileen as well. Eileen, hi, how are you?
Hi, Niall. I didn't hear the intro to what the story is. So is it one brother is having an affair with the other brother?
Well, okay, just to remind people who've just tuned in, right? So we got a message this morning on WhatsApp, and it was from a guy who's racked with guilt that last Christmas his brother's wife came on to him and he slept with her. So he's been racked with guilt all year, doesn't know whether to tell the brother or not, but he doesn't like the wife anyway because he says she's abusing the brother. She's, you know, staying at home. She doesn't work. She's a beautiful home, a brand new car, goes out with coffee with the girls. She has two children and she puts them into childminders all day. In other words, the brother is paying for a life of privilege to this one and she's probably sleeping around. So he doesn't know whether to tell the brother or not.
Yeah, but he wasn't very nice to his brother sleeping with the wife.
No, he wasn't. Certainly not. He's blaming drink on that.
No. Ah, yeah. Get out of jail card. No, he slept with the one and now he wants to kind of take the guilt from himself by admitting to the brother that he slept with the wife.
Yep, yep.
No, not nice. Not nice. He shouldn't have done that.
So what should he do? Should he tell the brother? What do you think?
Well, he's going to the situation between him and his brother will be irreparable because what he did. Should he tell him? You see, I'd say he only wants to tell him to kind of take the guilt off himself or try and ease his guilt.
Mm. Well, that's usually why people do tell, isn't it? It's to ease your own guilt, isn't it? You know, but if he does tell him, you're right, it's going to upset his relationship with his brother. And not only that, it's going to destroy his brother's marriage, possibly, unless she wangles her way out of it. So there's a lot of people going to be affected by his decision to tell him. But in saying that, it's hard for him to watch the brother knowing that his wife is clearly sleeping around.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, he wasn't thinking of that last year. He slept with the wife. He was joining the circus, was he? Joining the queue.
He was. Oh. He was one of the ones. Got to take a quick break.
Niall Boylan has been told to shut up from the time he was in school. And all through his life, they just keep telling him to shut up. But not anymore. Because now he has his own live podcast. The Niall Boylan Podcast.
You know what I'm shocked by? Sorry, Eileen and Grania and Bernie, and I'm going to come to you all in a second. But you know what I'm absolutely shocked by? Studies that solely looked at couples obtaining paternity testing because paternity was being disputed. There are higher levels. An instance of 17 to 33%. 17 to 33% of... In other words, that means that 17 to 33% of children that are out there are not the children of the father they're meant to be the children of. That's shocking.
No, I believe that. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I had a guy on the radio going back about 3 years, 4 years ago, and he came on and said that he had caught his wife cheating and he had only recently had a baby. So he decided because he caught her cheating, he was curious, is this baby mine? So he found out the baby wasn't his. And then he had two other children. One was 9 and one was 7. And he said, well, while I'm at it, I'll get them both tested as well. Neither of them were his children either. And the quandary he had was, you know, he'd always treated them as children and he loved them. So he can't deny them. But he was in court with a separation for her. And according to the law, he doesn't have to pay any maintenance for them because they're not his. So that was an interesting dilemma. But it shows you how often it happens. You know, there are so many men out there who are fathering children that are not actually theirs. Grania, hi, how are you?
Hi, Niall. Thanks for having me on.
You're welcome. Grania, what should the brother do? Should he tell his brother?
No.
No.
And well, there's a couple of scenarios. If he does tell the brother and she says it was a once-off, like either she's going to absolutely and utterly deny, and the brother won't be believed, let's call him the original poster, won't be believed. It does sound like the way he goes on about the wife saying, oh, she's out coffee with her friend. That's their marriage. The husband is aware of her going out for coffee with her friends and the kids being with. That's their marriage. It does sound like there's a little bit of jealousy there, I have to say.
Bit of begrudgery.
It does sound like he's a little... little bit resentful. Now, maybe there was always a bit of sibling rivalry there or something, and maybe that's why he slept with her, because we're only getting his side of the story. So, but if, let's say, she is this gold digger, cheating person, if that's the case, at some stage, the brother is going to find out. Somebody else will tell him. If the original poster tells him, hang on a sec, Pebbles is running off.
I assume Pebbles is your dog, by the way, not your husband.
Pebbles is my little dog. Yeah.
Okay.
If he tells him, and okay, if he doesn't believe him, the whole family will turn against him. Why are you telling, making up lies? They'll kiss and make up. If he does believe him, and she begs forgiveness, they eventually kiss and make up. They have two small children. He's probably, the marriage is probably not going to end because of that.
Yeah.
But his own marriage could end because of it. They'll kiss and make up. Everybody in the family will turn against him. He'll never be invited to Christmas, Easter, christenings. He won't be able to be invited to anything. Because if the husband accepts the wife back, he's going to be going to family occasions with her. And it will be, well, I don't want him there. He slept with my wife. Or he lied about sleeping with my wife.
Right, depending on who he believes.
I feel, and in my line of work, I see this all the time. I see every single scenario you could possibly think of.
Oh, now I'm curious as to what your line of work is.
I'm a tarot card reader.
Oh, okay.
On South William Street.
Oh, okay.
Since 1999. I'm there a very long time. Okay. But I'm reading cards professionally for nearly 30 years.
Right.
32 years.
Yeah, so you obviously get people who come to you when they're thinking, is my husband having an affair?
There is nothing I haven't seen. There is no scenario you could ever have on your show that I haven't seen. Nothing shocks me, as you know yourself.
Yeah. But here's the thing.
He's in a lose-lose situation, because if she's a cheater, eventually she'll be caught out. Somebody will tell him. I think he either needs to be prepared to lose everyone, his own family, his own marriage, because you said you thought he was married.
Well, according, because we can see his profile, nobody else knows this, but we can see his profile picture.
I know. You said. But
I don't want to get in trouble over this, but he could be separated. I don't know. That was just the information we have.
Yeah.
Okay.
But he either needs to be prepared to tell the truth and lose everything, or keep it to bring it to the grave with him.
I'm with you 100% on your theory, right? And I think it's good thinking and very logical. But as you rightly said, if she's screwing around, which it sounds like she is, because she came on, and why I'm thinking that is she came on to him at the Christmas party, according to what he says, which means it's not her first rodeo, right? So when she does get caught eventually, I agree with you, she will slip up and get caught eventually. It will then come out about the brother anyway, because when they have the barony, when she's caught, she'll say, by the way, I slept with your brother as well, by the way. He never told you.
You know
what women are like, Grania.
Yeah.
She'll get pleasure in telling them that.
Yeah. But then I suppose he could deny to keep in with the family. I don't know. Well, you see, then she'd be the liar. So he could say, no, that's a total lie. She came up to me. I knocked her back.
Yeah.
She's just saying this out of spite. I don't know.
Yeah.
It is a difficult one, because he's stuck between a rock and a hard place.
Right.
He shouldn't have done it. And to ease his guilt, he might just have to live with that guilt. That's his punishment.
Stay there for a second. Let me just go to Bernie as well. Bernie, hi. How are you doing?
Niall, hi, how are you?
Good, nice to talk to you, Bernie. Gran, you're very logical about the whole thing there. She has it all worked out in her head, her and Pebbles.
Yeah.
Okay. me and my shadow here have said they're both at fault, male and female, and the brother should be told. And take high profile out of the query, and either both parties are both part of the affair, both of them should do the decent thing and tell the brother or husband the truth.
Yeah, but the only reason the high profile thing is in it, because he mentions in it that she's threatened. He was on the phone having a row with her the other night, and she threatened him that if he says that to the brother, she'll destroy him. And he says, I have a public profile.
Now, and I'm wondering, because he said he had something to do with journalism? Would he have taped all those conversations?
Well, all I can say is I just gave a clue as to who he was. I was just doing that for our listeners. Journalism stroke TV.
You said something about him.
And by the way, journalism stroke TV, who would have a reputation for being a nice person. Now, so this wouldn't be good. This wouldn't be good for his profile.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. He can rebuild his product if people are following him. What they've both done is wrong, and the brother is entitled to know. Why do they think it's okay because you're high profile? I didn't mean to make the mistake. It's done. It's done and dusted. Both of them should go and tell him, and let the brother decide what he wants to do. It's not. Why should they think because you're
She doesn't want to tell him. She doesn't want to lose her lifestyle. She doesn't want to tell him, so she's going to deny.
But you have to tell. You've done something that is. You're with somebody and you don't. You've had an affair. You have to tell the truth. It doesn't matter if it's going to come out anyway.
She doesn't seem to care.
But you have to. You're breaking a line.
I know, but I think you're applying your moral compass to somebody who doesn't have one. She doesn't care. She's doing what she wants. And get away with it.
I would tell my brother. She's not to be trusted.
I have a vision of her, by the way. Yeah, I don't know whether, you know, when we listen to radio or podcast or whatever it is, we always have this idea of what somebody looks like. But I can see her. She's blonde hair, sunglasses. She's driving a white Land Rover. She pops down to Malahide Village for coffee with the girls every day while the kids are in a creche.
Ah. She's the housewife of Beverly Hills.
What is it about, by the way, women in Malahide? Why do they all have blonde hair, sunglasses, and drive white Land Rovers? What's that all about? I don't know.
An 070 Palastra.
Yeah, and they're all members of the Malahide Lawn Tennis Club, even though none of them play tennis.
it's all bullshit. But look, they're both appalled, both of them. I think it's over anyway.
Yeah. Well, I mean, no, but Grania's right. She will eventually get caught because every cheater eventually gets caught. But my fear is, and I'm agreeing with nearly everything Grania says to a degree, I understand why she's saying don't say anything or rock the boat or everything else. And he obviously is clearly a little bit jealous of her lifestyle. But the only thing I will say is it'll come out anyway, because when the Barney happens, when she is caught with some other lad, she's going to turn around to him and say, oh, by the way, while you're at it, I slept with your bleeding brother as well. That's going to come out. That's the way it'll come out.
Not necessarily, because she might say, if she doesn't get caught, she might say it was a once-off. She might try and do damage limitations.
Oh, right, okay.
For the judge, you know, yourself.
No.
Damage limitations.
No, but it's wrong.
The judge doesn't care.
In the low life, in the ordinary everyday folk of life who get on with life, this is wrong. And we're not going to, it doesn't matter to me that a rich person or a profile person is doing, they're doing something wrong. That's my moral compass. It's wrong, and the person is suffering. The person who doesn't know is the person who's going to suffer the most, because he's never going to trust brother or wife ever again. So somebody has to tell somebody something.
Or anyone.
Because that's not fair on him.
Yeah, well, hang on. Let me just bring Lorraine into the conversation. Eva Bush in a second. Lorraine, hi, how are you?
I'm good, Niall. How are you?
I'm good, Lorraine. I mean, what a dilemma, huh?
It's not really. He should grow a set of balls and tell his brother. It's going to come out one way or the other. Yes, you're going to look like the villain, and so is she, but grow a set of fucking balls and tell your brother.
Mm.
He's your brother. I just think it's so wrong. It's been going, like, it happened a year ago.
Yep, last Christmas.
He's been sitting on the guild for a year. Like, last Christmas, like, tell your brother. Could you imagine it came out and, as you rightly said, and she turns around, I screwed your brother. And you hear his brother didn't tell him. I just think it's wrong, and she sounds like an absolute lovely person.
I love the cynicism in your voice when you said that. Yeah, she does sound like lovely person. Serious.
Oh, lovely. Sounds like the cream of the crop. But no, his brother, I genuinely think the brother has to tell him.
Right.
Like, what if it does come out in the paper or it comes out some way that, oh, guess what? I've been sleeping with your wife.
I feel so sorry for the brother at this stage now. I really do, because he's been torn from every angle. Yeah.
Yeah, and there's two kids in the mix as well. Like, they weren't thinking of that when the two of them hopped into bed last Christmas.
Yeah.
Nobody gave a shit. So why should the wife come out smelling like roses, and why should the brother be the villain? Like, he slept with him as well.
She says she came on to me. I love the way she says he came on to me.
Or she came on to him, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, well,
I'm sure it worked both ways. I doubt she dragged him upstairs to bed. I said, Mom, me and you. Like, I doubt she put a collar around his neck and dragged him.
Yeah. Although I did see a photograph recently of a guy in London being walked through London by his dominatrix girlfriend, and he had a collar and a lead, and he was down on all fours, and she was walking him like a dog. And I said, whatever about your fetishes and your kinks, get a life. You know what I mean? Get over yours. That's great.
Yeah, don't bring it out.
And he was probably paying 300 quid an hour for the
privilege. Yeah, probably. So Grania says no, don't say aunt, and she'll eventually get caught. And you're saying no, go straight to the brother and tell him. It'll come out anyway.
Go straight to the brother. You were stupid enough to get into bed with her. Tell him. Like, well, it's going to come out eventually. It always does. It might take 6 months.
It's going to come out now.
It might take 6 years.
By the way, can I say, because I know who it is, you know, all I have to do is do a little bit of research and find out who his brother is. But anyway, slip them a note.
It always comes out. As I said, it could take 6 months, it could take 6 years, but it will come out.
No, it will.
It'll be 10 times worse if it comes out and your brother finds out, oh, hold on, you're sleeping with my wife. I think it's worse for him to find out that way rather than you might lose all respect for your brother, but at least he told him. It was himself that told him. It wasn't a newspaper. It wasn't somebody else, a friend. It was him that told him.
Mm. Stay there a second. Let me go to Niamh as well. Niamh.
I think if he told him at the... Oh, sorry.
Oh, no, hang on, Niamh. Grania, sorry, finish what you were saying.
So I think if he told him at the time and been fuller, you know, the fact that if he told him at the time, you know, in the heat of the moment, when it all happened, when he was really upset and whatever. But the fact that he's kept it a secret from everybody, I think if he told him at the time, he might have been a bit of sympathy. Not sympathy, but...
Understanding. Level of understanding. Okay, stay there, ladies. Niamh, hi.
Oh, hi, how are you?
Who's coughing? Is that poor Grania? Who's got the COVID? Sorry.
Oh, God.
Niamh, what do you want to say? Go ahead.
Well, everything I was going to say was said, really, but I think she's a horrible person. They're both horrible for dealing with the brother and her husband. But I think he's a little bit spiteful. That's what it sounds like to me. He probably really likes her, and he's probably jealous that she's with other men, not him.
Oh.
That's what it sounds like to me. Maybe I didn't hear everything, but...
Well, maybe jealous of her lifestyle as well, is he?
Everything, yeah. It sounds a bit spiteful to me, to be honest with you.
Right,
okay. The brother should know, but whether I think he should tell him or not, I'm not really sure, even though I'd rather the brother knew the truth, you know?
Yeah, and he's been used.
Like, yeah, it does sound like jealousy, her lifestyle, and now all of a sudden he's thinking of his brother he didn't before, you know? Well, this is kind of being said, you know?
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know. I don't think he's the right person to tell his brother.
See, Lorraine, I see there's so many opinions on this one, Lorraine. Now people are saying he's not the right one to tell the brother, which maybe he should find out somewhere else. I don't know.
I think it's worse, though.
Well, it's fine,
could you imagine if... That's what I mean. Could you imagine if it was your brother and you read it in a newspaper or your friend said it to you? Like, I think it'd be better off for himself to tell him to his brother. Yes, his brother might lose all respect and mightn't talk to him, but at least his brother was honest with him. He mightn't, like, it came from him. I just think it's better for his brother. If it was me personally, I would rather my sister tell me that my partner was sleeping with somebody or she slept with my partner. I would rather my sister tell me than my friend, or, you know what I mean? I'd rather it come from the family member that I happened with, not that I found out on a paper or on a Facebook post or somewhere like that. I would rather them tell me himself or herself. Like, if it happened with me, say hypothetically my sister slept with my partner, I would rather my sister tell me than me finding out from somebody else.
Well, hang on, both of you. Just let me get a male opinion in here as well. Morris, which is a second. Steve, hi, how are you doing?
Niall, do you know what I'm doing right now?
I don't want to know what you're doing right now.
I'm playing a game of Guess Who. You remember years ago you used to flip the things down and you could play the game of Guess Who?
Yeah.
Can we do that? Considering that you... Right, does he have red hair?
No. Are we going too old?
Does he have a moustache?
No.
Does he wear glasses?
Does he have glasses?
Yes.
Oh, he does have glasses.
Oh, he has glasses. All
right. I'm not saying anymore. That's it now. We're done, right?
Newspaper or TV?
We're not playing a game of Guess Who.
Does his first name begin with?
Does his name rhyme with...
Niall, you have Facebook. It's a blaze there. Everybody's trying to figure out who the hell it is, and we all want to know.
Yeah. Yeah,
you have to tell him.
Journalist Stroke TV. That's all I'm saying. And by the way, can I say he's not an A-lister or even a B-lister, a C-lister, but would be known to probably most people, many people.
And he has glasses.
Well, he's on TV, so he should be known. And he has glasses. What colour hair? Colour hair, Donald? Come on. Just give us one more clue and then I'll
because then what we're doing is we're narrowing it right down. No. And then you have loads of people mentioning names that it's not.
Okay. Well, look, here's the thing. I know Angela has been my enemy as late. I don't know why she's attacking me an awful lot lately. But what I will say is I agree with her.
Yeah.
I genuinely think if the brother actually loves his brother and he has a good relationship with him, then he has a duty to tell his brother.
Yeah.
Now, if he doesn't have a good relationship and if, you know, they're not close whatsoever, then shut up and say nothing. If it all blows up in the future, it all blows up in the future. But if you love somebody, and I'm talking about a family member, not a partner, if you love your family, you should tell them the truth, for God's sake.
Isn't that the line? If you love somebody, you should set them free.
Yeah, and look, but isn't it up to the brother to decide? It's up to him to decide what he does with that information. He could forgive him, and he could say, thanks for telling me, you know, you saved me a life of hell.
And I agree. But here's the thing, right, I'm going to say. If you were in the situation and you were this lad, right, the fear for him is she has threatened him on the phone that if he says anything to the brother, she's going to blow this out publicly. Now, as I said, he's a C-lister. But he would have a reputation, without going into too much detail, to be so careful what I say here, he would have a reputation for being morally good.
Okay. Well, is he from Dublin? Is he from Dublin, Niall?
Is he Irish?
I'm not saying. So,
you know, he loves his home, Niall, as soon as you said, you know what he looks like.
I know. But here's the thing. Mm-hmm. So he is thinking of his own reputation as well. Mind you, he should have thought that before he shagged her in a hotel somewhere. Yeah, probably.
But Niall, look, if it came down to a question of choosing your brother or your reputation, clearly the obvious answer is you choose your brother. I mean, obviously you want your brother to be happy for the rest of his life. You can rebuild your reputation. Of course you can. We've seen people do it across the board who have had affairs and done all sorts of nasty things, and they still, you know, continue on having a good reputation.
Yeah.
So tell Ryan the brother, Giggs, for God's sake, tell him. Ryan Giggs, exactly.
Yeah.
If you love him, absolutely, you go and tell him. You say, look, your missus is an awful slut, but, you know, here's what we did. I got drunk. I made a mistake. You know, I made one mistake. She's making a million mistakes.
Yeah, but Niamh also makes a point that there's a kind of bit of badness in what he's doing too, because of he's jealous of the wife's kind of lifestyle. Is that the point you're kind of making, Niamh? Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen it before. He's jealous of her. He wants her back, probably.
Right, okay.
And he's just being spiteful. That's what I think.
Mm.
Yeah, that's a but. That's a but and a maybe. Maybe. Well,
yeah,
look,
like him to
maybe.
Tell his brother if he cared about him and he was a nice person rather than if he was spiteful. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, hang on both of you a second. I just want to, and Lorraine, stay with me there, and Steve, let me just go to Morris. Morris, you wanted to come back on and say something there. You weren't finished, were you? Sorry.
Yeah, I was in a bad area, but I have a big thing to say in relation to if the brother is listening.
Okay.
That
he's
concerned about his reputation. He's concerned about the story that gets posted in race. The wife will have her own story, and he'll have his. And the brother, more than likely, will probably believe the wife. And so the solution for him is, and also to try and keep prevent it from getting to the papers and becoming public knowledge, is to, let's say his house or apartment, wherever he lives, right. Have it like something like, let's say if you're looking for planning permission, like a sign or whatever it is, and say that, let's say there's cameras and whatever. So he can put all that stuff then in his house and then say, give her a call and say, oh, I'm feeling very guilty. You have to come and talk, let's say, in the house. And get her, when they're talking,
to admit everything.
To admit everything in it without her knowing it. But as long as you have a sign, let's say, that I'm talking about, it could be used in as court evidence, but if you don't have it, it can't.
Mm.
And to get her to admit that she was trying to blackmail you and that you were very, very drunk or whatever, and you didn't even really know what you were doing, I'm not sure what he would want to say in this audio, but it would more than likely prevent her then threatening him with going public over it, and also he would have the evidence he would need to show to his brother, this is what she said, this is my side, and...
But he doesn't have any defence, Mars. When you say this is what she said and this is my side, there's only one side. He slept with her. He gave it to her.
I know, but I'm just saying that she could spin a very bad story, and he could get his career could be fairly damaged. All I'm saying is that.
But how bad of a story could she spin? He slept with me. I mean, there's really nothing more.
Yeah.
It can't be much worse than that. I mean, do you know what I mean?
But also it would prevent her from going public more than likely.
I don't think
Adam's going to prevent her going public from what Niall said in the message. I don't think anything's going to prevent her. Even if he has proof on her saying, yeah, we slept or whatever he has on her, I don't think it's going to stop her. I think if he gets ahead of it and tells his brother and tries to do damage to Crowell that way, yes, he can rebuild his reputation, but doing the whole spying on her and doing all that sounds a bit messy.
It isn't spying.
It just, that sounds messy. Just tell your brother out straight and at least you're ahead of it.
Yeah, just tell the truth.
No,
that's absolutely, man. It's just... Morris, have you ever been in a situation like this? Because it sounds like you have it all well planned out.
Yeah, I was just thinking that.
as I said before, it happened to my uncle and it happened to parents of several of my friends. And I've been around... Well, I probably sound like a fellow who's probably had lived 10 lifetimes. But, like, I'm only 28, but I have seen a lot of things within that short space of time. And if it was me in that situation, I would do what I have said. And also, it would help the brother out if they do get divorced.
Would it not be simpler just to literally sit down with your brother and tell the truth? Whatever happens after that is out of your control. It's in the brother's hand and your woman, you know, the tramp, it's in her hands as well. If she wants to go forward and tell the media what he did, go for it. Knock yourself out. It is just so much easier to clear your conscience and say, this is what I did, I made a mistake. We all make mistakes and we're entitled to make mistakes.
I'm not saying that, he knows if she has slept with other people bar him. And at least he would have proved to the brother that, you know, this is who you're with. She doesn't think twice about doing it.
She's going to turn around and say to you on the phone, she's sitting having a conversation, I slept with other people. She might just say, I slept with you. Like, she's not going to sit down with you and go, she's not going to sit there and go, I slept with X, Y, and Z.
Well, if she thinks it's just her and the brother discussing things, she will.
But I know if it was me, I would only talk about my affair with him. I wouldn't sit there talking about the rest of me affairs with my brother-in-law.
If she thinks the brother is going to spill the beans because of guilt, she'll probably say whatever she has to say to make sure he doesn't start talking.
And turn around that's and tell him saying. Then I slept with X, Y, and Z, and that's not going to make him talk.
Well, she'll try and spin it to the brother saying that, oh, he tried to have sex with me or whatever.
There's only three sides to this story. The truth, hers, his, and the truth. So either way, there's going to be bullshit coming from her, there's going to be bullshit coming from him, and then the truth is in the middle somewhere. Let the brother decide then what he believes.
I totally agree with you. And can I just point out that I'm sitting here watching on a 52-inch screen the podcast, and I've noticed that Niall is texting somebody. Niall, could you tell us, is it the person in question?
No. No, it's not.
Can I ask you one last question?
No.
And then I promise you I won't. Now, just one last
question.
There's
no clues.
What decade was he born in?
Oh, stop out of that.
Yeah, is he in his 30s or 40s?
He's between 20 and 80.
So then, Noel, come on, give us an age. Come on, because I can guarantee it, we're all going, we'll work this out.
Yeah, you won't work it out, because I haven't given any information.
What's the last 4 digits of his phone number?
Steve, thanks very much indeed. Lorraine, thank you very much indeed. And I appreciate people not guessing, because that's not actually fair. That's why I didn't give out any information as to the person's identity as such. Anyway, thank you very much indeed. Tom says, by the way, sorry, can't come on, bogged down here at work. I can't believe you're all taking the word of a guilty man. Maybe he's making her out to be a lot worse to make himself feel better about the wrong he did on his brother. That comes in from Tom. Oh, okay. Don't say the name, Niall. He came to you in confidence and asked for it to be confidential. So, Sean, I wouldn't be giving out the name. Do you think I'm stupid? Ken Hicks says, that Sarah Jane one is taking the piss, or is it with her own brother-in-law? Whatever that means. Tony Murray says, absolutely yes. Jane says, give the people facts. The brother is a jealous creep, and I wouldn't believe a word out of his mouth. I bet he drunkenly made a pass at her and got rebuffed. Now he's seething and wants revenge. Mick says, absolutely. Do you think he'd get away with it? I see lots of posts lately about privileged women living luxury lives off their husband's money, and they seem to be advertising this. I thought all women were strong, independent, and didn't need a man. Bingo Bongo says, it's hard to take you seriously with a name like Bingo Bongo. Anyway, it takes two to tango. Brother is a you-know-what, too. With a K and a T at the end, and an N, U-N. Agnes says, you shouldn't have slept with her, bud. Now your bro will stick with her and turn against you. Eric says, does this guy who sent the message have a wife? If so, then he must allow his brother to even the score. It will make Christmas dinner awkward, but ultimately, a level playing field. Yeah, so many messages, by the way, from people. So many messages. I think the moral of the story is that he should not have done it in the first place. The moral of the story is that he basically should tell the brother. He should come clean, tell the brother, and deal with the consequences. Because the brother shouldn't be the last one to know that his wife is sleeping around. You know, and she clearly is. Well, if we're to believe him, that she came on to him at a drunken party last year at Christmas, well then, clearly she's sleeping around. They got two kids, young kids. She's living a nice lifestyle. So, what does he do? I would say tell the brother. Deal with the consequences. The only danger is she'll deny it. Or indeed, even if she admits it, she'll say, it was just me, it was just one person, I'm really sorry, and they'll get through it, and he'll never talk to his brother again. You don't know what's going to happen, but the man deserves to know that his wife is sleeping around, particularly if she's living a privileged life off his money. Anyway, thank you to everybody who got involved in the show today. Don't forget, by the way, you can go to Facebook or Twitter any day and watch the show live for free. You can download the show from all the usual places and all the usual platforms, iTunes, Amazon, everywhere else. And also, don't forget, if you want to watch the video of the show, because on some of the shows, as you know, we have people on Zoom, we have guests, we do long interviews with people. They're all available on the website in the video section. So when you go to the website, there's an audio and a video section. All of the shows are on video. All of the shows are on audio. But there are extra interviews that we've done that are on video that are not anywhere else to be seen. So if you want to see those videos, all you got to do is subscribe. When you subscribe, you're not just subscribing, you're supporting us. And by the way, if you feel that you can't, you know, commit to subscribing, you can go to the website and click the donate button and just give us a few quid. You can give us anything you want. If you're a very wealthy person and you feel that you should be supporting us, and we would really love your support, please do go to the donate button and just support us. Give us a nice donation. It will help to make this happen every single day because it costs money, as I said already. There's three of us doing it. We don't make any money out of it. We all have our own jobs and it's hard work. But we want to give you a platform every day. Today, of course, was just a dilemma. But many of the days, as you know, we're talking about news. We're talking about freedom of speech. We're talking about climate change. We're talking about all different things that is being pushed on us on a daily basis. The government. And you know I'm not afraid to say the truth. You know I'm not afraid to challenge people. So please support us to continue to do that. We don't have the rules of radio. We're not governed by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland. So we're not limited in what we can do and what we can say. And don't forget, by the way, if you do register, it costs the price of a pint of beer once a month for a paid subscription on the website. And for that, every single day, we give away a Smug Mug. That's them on the screen. So we give away one of those every single day to a new member who subscribes on the website. So go and do it now. $5.99 a month. If you can just do it for 1 month, that's great. If you can do it for a year, that's even better. Please do it and help support the show and help us to continue to provide this platform. NileBoylan.com. That's the website, nileboylan.com. Thank you to everybody who got involved in today's show. I'll talk to you again tomorrow at 12. Until then, have a wonderful day.
The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Podcast. Listen live on Facebook, YouTube, and all the usual live stream services. To get in touch, just WhatsApp or text 085-100-2255. The Niall Boylan Podcast. They told me to shut up. Available for download from all your usual platforms.